Okay, the last thing we learned yesterday was about what's called a chatzitza, a separation on your hand. If it's something substantial, like dirt, even if it's under the nail, is considered a chatzitza. It's not a valid washing for bread if you wear it, so if you have it. But if it's just a discoloration, or it's a person that this is their job, let's say an artist or a mechanic, that their hands are always dirty and this is the way they walk around, so to speak, they don't have a problem with it, then it's less of a problem. Obviously, it's best to clean it off anyway. But then it wouldn't be considered a real chatzisa because they don't care about it. Next is the din like this. We mentioned this briefly. If somebody in the middle of the meal has to go to the washroom, so then when they come out of the washroom, they have to wash their hands and they're planning still to eat bread. They need to wash their hands without a bracha. The same thing if you touch parts of the body which are normally covered. Again, then you'd have to wash your hands without a bracha. Okay, next thing over here in the dinim of washing, there's something that the Gemara discusses and there's a big argument in Halacha about it. It's called davar shetibuli b'mashke. Something dipped into liquid, halachically you have to wash on it. According to the Vilna Gaon, even have to make a bracha on it, on the Tilos Yadayim. Therefore, like by Karpas, the night of the Seder, according to the Vilna Gaon, you have to wash, when you wash your hands for Karpas, you actually make a bracha. But most Poskim, and that's officially the minhag today around the world, is you don't make a bracha. But it says in Halacha that even though many people are lenient about it, but Yerei Shemayim, a person who fears God, really should be strict that they don't eat anything that's dipped into liquid without washing for bread. Now, there's a lot of details in this halacha. By the way, it means anything dipped into bread. That means if somebody has, let's say, a cookie or a biscuit, huh? And they dip it into coffee. See, a lot of times, or tea, somebody will take a biscuit or dip it into tea or coffee. Apidin, you'd have to wash in that, according to, you know, most of the opinions. You'd have to wash it without a bracha. Or, for that matter, another thing people are not careful about, again, a lot of opinions hold that you could be lenient. But let's say you're going to take an apple, and you wash the apple with water, and the apple is still wet, al-pi-aloch, you have to wash on it. Because it's davar shetibuli b'mashke. You dipped it into liquid. Now, what is the definition of liquid? It's in halacha, it's called the acronym of Yad Shachat Dam. Basically, it means like this: wine, honey, olive oil, milk, water, obviously, dew, blood of an animal, and things like that. But what happens though? What happens if you have, let's say, orange juice, not from concentrate. You know, freshly squeezed orange juice and you stick something into it, that's not called one of the seven liquids that would demand washing for bread. But otherwise, again, if somebody eats a wet apple or wet... Now, certain times, if the custom is to eat that object, not with your bare hands. And I'll give you examples in a minute. And then the custom is not to eat it with your hands. And then you take it with a fork, then you wouldn't have to wash on it. To give you a simple example, sour pickles, herring, is wet. It's wet.
Lettuce
if it's wet. Now lettuce, it depends. If you're eating with your hands, you would have to wash on it. Now if you dry it, let's see again, you take an apple and you wash the apple or the pear or whatever, and you wash it, and you dry it, then you don't have to wash in it anymore. It's only while it's still wet. Now, if somebody will take, let's say, a pickle, sour pickle, which is wet, and you eat it with your hands, so even though you're going to make adama on the pickle, sour pickle, but you still, according to these opinions, you'd have to wash in it without a bracha. Now, because pickles or herring or things like that are things normally eaten with a fork or a toothpick or something, then the din is, if you eat it with a spoon, I mean a fork, a toothpick, whatever, that you're not actually touching it, then you don't have to wash in it. Because it's normally not eaten with your hands. But if you can have something that normally is I'll give you an example. If you have a wet apple, okay, nobody eats an apple with a fork.
So how do you eat an apple?
You dry it.
Well, you wash it and you eat it.
No, you have to dry it. That's what I'm saying. The halacha is, according to those opinions that Ramachan says in Shemach, Kitzur also says.
So I take an apple and I wash it with my two hands.
Right. So and then you dry the apple.
So I put it down and then dry my hand and then dry the apple.
Well, you don't have to dry your hand. Well, but yeah.
Hand
well,
red,
yeah, okay. So then you dry the hand and dry the apple.
Is ketchup considered something that you're making wet with?
No, no, it's not really one of the seven liquids, even though majority of it is probably water.
Water, right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but it's vinegar. Wine vinegar is also one of the liquids.
Soy sauce or any of these things?
It depends. If you can eat it. Yeah, but normally when you eat ketchup, you don't take ketchup. Okay, let me give you the example you're talking about. You take a French fry, okay, and you dip it into ketchup. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or sushi. When you're at a party or a hot dog, they're going to eat
a
little hot dog.
It could be a question. If you have the sushi sauce.
Yeah, soy sauce.
Soy sauce. That's liquid up there. It's water.
It's water. It's majority water.
It's water.
Yeah.
So then if you take a piece of sushi and dip it in, now, if you dip it and it's wet like that, then yeah, then you would have to wash it. Okay, he's talking if you eat it with your hands. Yeah, you're right. If you would eat it with a chopstick or a fork, you wouldn't have a problem with it.
But you walk around with these hors d'oeuvres based on what you're saying at a party.
Rosh Hashanah, we dip an apple in honey. I don't remember any part of washing my hands before.
Yeah, because when you dip the apple in honey, it's after you make hamotzi already. The apple dipped in honey is after the hamotzi. So then you don't have to wash again because you already washed. Otherwise, it would be very questionable about washing.
But don't some people do the bracha before washing? The bracha is on the apple. Is it custom? I think it's some people.
No, most people do it after the washing. Shachyonu, the second night, is done before washing. Yeah.
By the way, you're eating bread, and then you need to put it back. When it comes out, you do netzilah 3-3 or 1-1-1?
No, first you do netzilah fashiyotza. Like you would any time after the bathroom. Then you wash three.
Without a
bra.
Because you're going back to eat a meal or?
Only if you're going to be eating bread.
Only if you're continuing a meal.
If you're going to be continuing eating bread.
Right. What happens if you're not having any more bread?
Then you don't have to wash again. The washing is for the bread. If you're not eating bread anymore, then you wouldn't have to.
But you don't make it on
the I'll give you an example of a guy at the end of the meal before benching, you had to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. And then you're coming out of the bathroom, you're going to go bench, then you don't have to wash. Or if you're just going to have dessert, then you're not going to have bread afterwards, whatever. So then the din is, then you don't have to wash again. It's just if you're planning to eat bread again, so then you would have to wash.
How about if you wash your hands and it's wet?
Yeah.
If it's wet, is it going to make the also tamei? Or since it's already you wash your hands?
If the apple is wet from your hands, yeah.
But your hand was washed.
Oh, you already washed, you mean?
You washed, but it's still wet.
You're talking about for bread or for apples? No, once your hands are washed, it doesn't matter. They don't need to be, no.
Once it's
you washed already, you don't need to. For bread, halachically, you need to dry it. In fact, it's also interesting, machlekes in Poskim, when you have to dry your hand. The Gemara says very sharp expressions in Saita, whoever eats bread, believe nigav yodayim, without drying the hands, it's a very bad thing, the Gemara says. But over there, there's a machlekes, what does it mean, drying the hands? Can you just let them dry by themselves? Or do you have to dry them? So there are poskim, in fact, he brings it down over here. There are poskim that hold. Second. There's a Chazain Ish he brings down, and other poskim. 1 second. I just saw it here. Oh, anyway, so in the back. He brings down different opinions. If you have to, Marshall, can you dry by, they just let it air dry? Here. Okay, brings down from the lavush, and other people hold the yadafka have to dry it with the cloth. Chazenish and others hold that even if you just let it dry. So, for instance, what happens, you know, you have those, in the airport, you have the machine, you know, the hot air comes out and you dry your hands that way. But over there, most opinions would say that's for sure good. But you have to dry your hands before you eat the bread. What?
If you're going to have, like, let's say, apples and honey and then, like, another thing to dip in something else.
Just wash once.
You just wash once, right?
So, like, if you're eating bread and you have more bread, you just. Unless if your hands touched, you know, went to the bathroom, unless it touched, you know, parts of the body, things like that. But normally you wouldn't have to. But again, we said many people are lenient when it comes to Dovashir Tabula B'mashke. In fact, it says in Halacha, yet by before Karpas, you dip the Karpas in salt water, so we wash, right? Without a bracha, because of the machlekes. But it says even a person is not careful in that the whole year, you do it anyway. Why? Because the kid should ask, Manishtana, you're not even matzah, why you go wash? You know, just the kid should ask a question. But one of the main reasons why we're dipping it, why we're washing, is because we're going to be dipping karpas in salt water. That's water. And then it would need it. That's a good ball. That's a good ball.